Good afternoon. Tracy Morgan in with your extended news at noon. On the phone with me is Sue Greenett. I'm so excited to talk to Sue because she is with Butler RV Center and Auto Sales. And when I grew up, I was a camper. Now, we had a stationary camp, and that's what we did all summer. But the thought of camping again is just so much fun, and I haven't done it in a while. So Sue is on the phone with me, and we're going to be talking about this explosion of folks buying RVs and then going out and camping. So, Sue, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being on with me.
Thank you, Tracy. I'm glad to be able to talk to you and your listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, happy summer, right?
Thank you.
Now,
it's been a strange one. But
I know, right? Right. Is this the bulk of your business summertime, or do people tend to come to you because you have cars as well? But do you see the bulk of your business now, or do they come to you throughout the year?
Well, right now we do see an influx of business because anytime that when you have a seasonable product that you're selling, like an RV, and we have the area that people go to campgrounds in the summer, we do see an increase of business in the spring through the fall. But it has been a lot more business this year.
And so would you say that you're getting a lot of first-time clients to you, but they've been campers before, or are you getting more first-time campers and they're coming to you for an RV?
Well, there's a lot more first-time campers out there. A lot of people have scheduled vacations and they want to go on vacation, but they're afraid with the COVID. So they want to do something where they can limit the space and the interaction with strangers. So that's why they're looking at camping.
And it's interesting that you say that, because from my camping days and having a stationary camper, that's a little different than if you're traveling with it and then you meet a whole new group of people. But still, the camping experience is about gathering with people and sitting around a campfire, and if you have golf carts in a certain campground or whatnot. And so do you think that people are still able to stay isolated or get away like they'd like to during this period, even at campgrounds?
Well, I think they are, Tracy, because they usually just camp with people that they know, which is usually the immediate family. So they sit around a campfire and they're comfortable because they've already been with these people and they don't have to interact with strangers or new people if they don't want to.
Now, Sue, we say RV, of course, you know that's your business, Butler RV Center and Auto Sales. But when you're talking about campers, trailers, what kinds of trailers are you offering for people? Because you could have those pop-ups, you could have something you tow, you could have something that's stationary. So what do you sell?
Well, we sell anything from pop-ups to big fifth wheels. We don't get into the motorized too much. And we're finding out that a lot of this is first-time buyers. So they're looking for something a little bit less intimidating, little smaller, lightweight, like under 30 feet, but they're looking for campers that can take or can sleep maybe up to 8 people, which we have a lot of those, bunk houses.
And I'm glad that you said it in the way that you did, because my next question was going to be, are they looking for simple because they're just unaware of how to set up camp? You know, what advice do you have for people whenever they are setting up camp? And do you help them through the purchase? Because maybe somebody just does want to pop up, but that might take a little more work versus pulling a trailer, but that may be more work to someone.
My advice to a first-time buyer or even a second-time buyer or a third-time buyer would be to do some research on who you want to do business with. Pick a dealer who will take the time to go over the unit with you. They'll show you how things work, like say for the awning. They'll show you how to hitch it up. They'll give you some advice on driving it. When someone leaves our lot, they're ready to go camping. They can go right to a campground and feel comfortable.
Have we had any advancements in awnings? And I ask it that way because when I was camping, we'd have to go to either side. Two people have to kind of pick it up and roll it out. Do you have a button now, or do you have, you know, is there any advancement, or are we still at that stage with awnings?
No, most of the awnings now are electrical, so you just push a button and they unroll, and push a button and they roll back up.
Oh, my. I need
Which
to get
is a big advantage
right?
when you have a storm coming upon you. You know
right.
how fast a storm can move in.
Right. Or if you're the kid getting out of the car and mom and dad say, hey, go put out the awning.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I'd rather hit the button. So if you, again, are talking to a first-timer, what would you say is the hardest part of setting up camp, and what's an easy part of setting up camp?
I think the hardest part is positioning the unit where you want it to be, looking out for overhanging branches from trees. That's something you've got to be so careful about. A lot of people forget. They're just worrying about backing the camper in. If they could get into a full a spot where they can just fully pull in, it makes it a little easier. But looking out for those overhanging tree branches is very important.
I know with your business you have parts and service. Do you service trailers in case somebody forgets about that branch, in case you know they bump into something and there's a dent?
Absolutely. We are full service center here at Butler RV Center. Yeah, we fix everything from if somebody has a problem with a tree branch that has made a dent, up to water heaters, furnaces, air conditioners. We do it all.
So what other conversations do you have with the first-time campers and trailers? Because a lot of people have jumped on board with this idea of going camping this year. But a lot of people have never done it before. And so when it's in your bones, if you've grown up doing it, it seems to be simple. Is it simple for people, or do you have to be very careful aside from not bumping into things and watching the overhead branches and trying to pull this trailer? Are there things that you would make sure that they know?
Well, there's a lot of things they need to know. That's why I want to make
Where
sure
do we
that
start, right?
they pick a dealer, and the dealer's going to take time to walk them through the trailer from the beginning all the way around on the outside, and then go on the inside and show them how to operate everything. Because it is different than a house. A lot of people think they're just like a house on wheels. It's a little different, okay? You need to have some education, to make sure that you take something to write with, or video camera, or even video with your phone. Because once you get out there, you're so excited about the trailer when you buy it, then you forget what the technician has told you.
So I know we can't go through everything, and I know we don't have the time to go through everything, but can you give us one of those aspects of the trailers that you're showing people that people tend to forget?
They usually forget how to operate the air conditioner, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, they put the fan on, and then they forget that they have to go to another mode to get, you know, the air on, and they kind of panic about that. So, and then everything is in a manual, but normally anymore, it's on a manual that's online.
Oh.
So looking for that manual inside the trailer, or like inside a new car when you purchase it, they're getting away from that. Mostly everything is online now, and you can always Google it online. And so it will really quickly tell you how to solve your problem.
And that's interesting, too, because what if you do go to a remote location? Do you have Wi-Fi?
That's true.
Right? So, you know, it's good to pay attention. Like you said, have your phone ready.
Yes.
And be right. willing to be able to do that. Yeah.
So you look at your first place, go somewhere local. You know, go somewhere local, try it out for a weekend before you go on that long trip.
Yeah.
That way, if you have any questions, you can call a dealer.
So let's get back to the point of the times that we're living in, if you don't mind, from being a business owner.
Sure.
And I'm very happy that you're doing very well. So that's good. We've talked to a lot of businesses that they're in different positions right now. Some are doing well, some are not. And do you see this continuing you doing well through the entire year? A couple of thoughts that I have on that, because one, you go into the fall. Some people still camp in the fall, but then you go into the winter. But then you also have cars, so you know there's that aspect of your business as well. But I ask it of business owners right now, because I'm wondering those that are just doing unexpectedly well, where they didn't realize that they would have such a boom, if they're looking beyond like 6 months or 8 months, will they still have this big boom, or do you think it'll die off?
I think it's brought a lot of newer, younger people to the business, as far as people who didn't think about owning a travel trailer before or a fifth wheel, I think they're going to get the bug, and, you know, they buy it, and they get out there, and they find out how much fun it really is. And it's very reasonable. That's one thing. They can get into a travel trailer, in some cases, $200 or $250 a month, which that's amazing because if you consider what you pay for a hotel. And so I think people are going to get, you know, stay with this. I think they are going to realize how much fun. It's a family thing, too, how much family fun you can actually have. And vacations right now are so expensive. People don't want to stay in hotels with the COVID.
True.
And,
I
don't think it's going to go away because I don't think the COVID's going to go away that fast. And I think we've all learned something from that. And I think that people will keep up with this. I really do.
Generally speaking, would you say that your customers are getting interested in this, not only because the reasons that you explained, you know, everybody has their own reasons, but are you seeing that your customers are still working? Are you seeing that the customers are using the checks that we've just received? Or are you seeing folks that may be budgeted for an expensive vacation? And what you just mentioned, it's more reasonable, and they're actually saving money.
I think it's a little bit of both, to
okay.
tell you the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people have already budgeted that vacation, and it got canceled. So we do have that buyer. But we also have people who have maintained their jobs throughout. And they just, like I said, they don't want to stay in a hotel. They make the investment in the travel trailer, and it's a long-term thing there. You know, most people, when they buy a travel trailer or fifth wheel, they like it so well that they may come back and trade. It's usually like a 3-year thing where they trade, but rarely do they ever get out of it.
Should you buy insurance whenever you have a trailer?
Oh, it depends if you're financing or not, but I always advise that you have insurance on it, right.
Okay.
You never know when something might happen.
Right. And what are insurance options? Are you covering damage? Are you covering, like, a wheel going flat? Like, what does insurance on a trailer cover?
Insurance usually covers, most of your insurance follows the truck, but then you do want to have insurance on the trailer itself. Say something would happen, a tree would fall on it in a park. God forbid a fire.
Storms come up.
A lot of things that, you know, just like a car, just like anything else you would want. You want to insure your house. You want to insure your travel trailer.
Yeah. You never know when you're in a storm,
insurance
too.
Yes. Insurance is very reasonable on a travel trailer.
Okay.
Or a fifth wheel.
And you say it's kind of an average of 3 years before someone would return it trade it in. Thank you. Would trade it in. And so how much money can you save on a used trailer? Can you save a couple thousand? I mean, and that's maybe another question I should ask you. When people are looking into this, or maybe they're hearing us talk now, and they think maybe I should look into this, what's a price range that they would be looking at in order to get a trailer?
The average price range of what we sell on our lot for, like, travel trailers is around $25,000.
Okay.
And then that equates to about $250 a month, depending on how much money you put down. Of course, we do sell trailers from $15,000 to $70,000 because you have your big toy haulers or you have your big fifth wheels, and they're going to be a little bit more money, but they are good investment, and they are very easy to drive or to tow a fifth wheel.
Those 70,000s, are they just top of the line with technology, or do they have the bump outs?
Even your trailers that are around 25,000 do have your slide outs.
Okay.
That's what they're called.
Okay.
Because the room slides in and out. Okay. And it's all mechanical, too. It used to be they were manual, but now you push a button, your slide slides out, you push a button, and slides back in again. But your higher line is usually a larger unit with more slide outs and obviously a lot more technology, a lot of fancier stuff like dishwashers, washer and dryers, items like that.
That's interesting. Yeah, it has advanced. Or maybe we just didn't have that trailer, right? We didn't have
that.
It's
come a long way since the tenting, huh?
You know it. And so let me ask you, too, when we are looking at used, How much money can we save? Because maybe that's financially the best way for some people to go, is to buy something that has been traded in.
Well, it's just like a car. You know, your depreciation's usually gone at that point, because it does depreciate when you drive it off the lot or you tow it off the lot. So getting a pre-owned trailer is a good investment.
When you talk
not
about...
Not only is it depreciate...
I'm sorry, Sue, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You should be very careful. Once again, make sure you know who you're doing business with when you're buying pre-owned, because you want a dealer that's going to check it out for you. You want to make sure that it's, you know, it's been checked for water leaks, gas leaks, so you don't have trouble when you go on your camping trip. Nothing's more discouraging than go on your camping trip and have a refrigerator not working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or air conditioner not working. So make sure you do your homework on who you're going to buy it from.
And when we're talking about a depreciation value on a car, you can obviously tell with the mileage. How do you tell the depreciation value on a trailer? Do you go by years? Do you go by condition? How do you estimate that?
Both. Year and condition is the most important two things.
Well, Sue, thank you very much for talking
sure.
to me for a couple of minutes. I appreciate it, because it is something that I think a lot of people are getting into this year, and a lot of people are interested in it, whether they know how to camp or not. But it's, you know, get some firewood, get a little campground, right, and
yes.
get an RV. And any final thoughts you want to share with us before I let you go, just in the times that we're living and how you are there for a great service in offering individuals a great vacation idea?
I would just want to warn everybody to make sure you know, once again, do your research, look at your dealers online, look at their reviews, and make sure you pick a dealer that's going to stand behind their product and also will help you with all your questions and spend time with you.
And Sue, before I do let you go, let me ask, how are you doing business right now? Can folks come out and walk with you? Do they come inside? Do they just make an appointment and look on their own? How are you dealing with that?
Well, they can come. They can make an appointment, or they can just stop by. We usually have the trailers open for them. We can meet with them. We can walk with them. We are practicing social distancing. We are wearing masks, and we have masks available for the customers, too.
All right, fabulous.
And, of course, everything gets wiped down every day.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we are still able to go inside them with you to check out the,
yes.
the RVs. And the same with
yes.
your cars? Or how are you dealing with your cars, selling your cars?
Pretty much a similar way. You know, we make sure everything is safe for the customer. They can take it for a test drive. We are practicing the 6-foot social distancing with the car customer also.
Sure. Sue Greenert of Butler RV Center and Auto Sales here in Butler. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your summer.
Okay, Tracy. Thank you so much.